Hello, and welcome to the Conscious Hoofbeat Podcast. This is a podcast that explores the interconnectedness of our health and the health of our horses through self-care, mindfulness, and personal development, along with a little equine wisdom and wellness. I am your host, Dr. Pamela Maynard, the passion-driven equinologist. I have dedicated my life to the horse. Some call me a fanatic, and I claim it, because I'd rather be dead than horseless. I'm a published author and researcher, equine body worker, energy facilitator, and I am passionate about deepening the human-horse experience. Join me here every Monday where I share my spiritual journey with horses, woo-woo horse care practices, and shared lived experiences from horsewomen around the world. Today I want to share with you 6 tips for creating a daily meditation practice with your horse. So many people have a challenge with meditating because they can't sit still for very long without their mind wandering and having thoughts like, this is the longest 5 minutes of my life, or what am I going to make for dinner, or I really should be doing laundry right now. However, meditation doesn't have to always be sitting on a cushion with your legs crossed, chanting Om. Meditation can easily take place while washing the dishes, cleaning your horse pens, and yes, even while riding. Through the establishment of your body, breath, and mind, the practice of meditation has the potential to create a new connection between you and your horse. You can try to sit for about 10 minutes per day and meditate, or you can utilize your time and learn to meditate on the back of your horse. Think of it as part of your warm-up. Of course, consistency is more important than length. It is better to practice for 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, than for 30 minutes once a week. So the first step to meditating with your horse is that I encourage you to start slowly. Don't say to yourself, I'm going to meditate every single day for the rest of my life. This is a huge mistake. First, because realistically, you're not going to meditate every day for the rest of your life. And second, because it's just too much pressure on yourself. That is like beginning a running practice by starting with a half marathon. Instead, establish a routine that is very doable. For example, you could decide to meditate Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for the first 5 minutes of your warm-up. If you could do this for 1 month, that would be great. And at the end of that month, decide whether you want to increase your sessions to 10-minute sessions and maybe 4 times a week. And if you do decide you want to increase it, I recommend you do it in very small increments. 5 minutes, then 10 minutes, then 15, you get the idea. And then after another month of meditating, you can make a decision what is working for you and adjust it accordingly. Next, I recommend you establish your seat. And what I mean by this is, what will you be doing in place of sitting on a cushion with your legs crossed? Like, for example, I recommend that you do it in the saddle while you're walking and be very present to where your body is in the saddle and having soft eyes. But if that's not comfortable for you, you can be hand walking your horse. Or maybe you do just sit quietly, not necessarily cross-legged, chanting Om, but just sit quietly with your horse in the pasture, the paddock, or even in the barn. Meditation doesn't require creating anything fancy or spending any money, but choose a time and place for your practice, either a quiet morning at the barn or out on the trail where you don't run into anyone else for miles. Choose a time that you know you won't be interrupted. If you would like, you could even do something like just feeding your horse treats and extra grooming time. It needs to be something that inspires you and gets you in the mood. Don't get carried away, just keep it simple. The third step is choose your time. I recommend you practice at the same time every day. Most people find that the morning works out best, but you may have kids to get off to school or a job that doesn't allow much time with your horse in the morning. Or maybe you're simply a night owl and find it better to practice at night or when you get to the barn after work or on the weekend. You can experiment with times of day, but whatever seems best, stick with it. There is nothing magical about this. It just seems that habits thrive on a routine. The fourth step is to declare your intention. As you sit down in the saddle to practice or begin to walk or groom your horse, say to yourself something like this: "Now is my time to practice with myself and my horse." Or something like, "Everything else can wait until I am done with my horse." Commit yourself from the start. By declaring your intention out loud, it gives it more power and more probability of you following through and sticking to your routine. The fifth step is sometimes it is helpful to sit with others. Meditation is most often a solitary pursuit, a time for you to simply be with yourself. However, if it becomes unrelentingly solitary, then you have the ability to do it with a horsey friend. You don't have to do this alone. Invite a friend to come over and do it with you while you ride together. Invite a few friends. You can establish a riding meditation group. It can be as small as two or three people or as large as you like, although I do recommend keeping it small. You could get together even just once a month and simply sit on your horses for a mutually agreed time, followed by a conversation about how the practice is going for each of you. And my last tip for you is optional. Obtain a Dharma book and read a paragraph, a page, or maybe even a chapter before or after you practice. When we incorporate even the slightest bit of study to our practice, our realization deepens. These are simple tools of suggestion. Don't spend too much time trying to, establish the perfect scenario. When in doubt, just do it. Whether you're sitting on a special cushion or on your horse, the important thing is to practice. But even more importantly, enjoy your horse. If you enjoyed this podcast, please like, subscribe, and share. Until next time, listeners, embrace your inner horse crazy, and more importantly, enjoy your horse.